Hey friend, Beth here. Have you been wanting to get in God's Word but don't know where to start? Well, we have got you covered. We're so excited to share with you our new gospel study, a meditation on Mark called Listen to Him. In it, you'll not only learn about Scripture, you'll learn how to pray with Scripture by entering into each and every chapter of the gospel imaginatively, bringing your prayer to life. And friend, Jesus is alive. And he wants to encounter you in his word. So join us. You can start today. The Gospel of Mark study is available now in the Blessed Is She shop.
May 12, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Kathy Webb. The proof is in the promise. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered. Acts 1, 3. Reading from the Solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. I saw him so clearly as I prayed, sparkling eyes, playful grin, and fingers dancing passionately on the strings of his guitar. He was bathed in the radiant glow of heavenly light, and his lips moved in muted song as he entertained an audience of loved ones whose souls had previously gone to meet the Lord. But what struck me most as I marveled at this imaginary scene was that my dad had all his limbs intact and was no longer confined to the wheelchair that had kept him bound for the better part of his long and courageous health battle. Here in this place of joyful rest, he was happy. He was free. He was alive. Grateful tears brimmed in my eyes. "Thank you, Lord," I choked out as the image I had so desperately needed to see in that moment faded away. For reasons beyond our control, my dad's funeral had been postponed for several weeks into the future, and it was a heavy burden being denied, even if temporarily, the hope and comfort that a Catholic burial service brings. But now, as I placed my grief at the feet of the resurrected King, I was consoled by the hope that my dad was sharing in a destiny beyond the horizon of death. And dear sister in Christ, I can assure you that what I saw is only a glimpse of what is promised to those who believe. See 1 Peter 1, 3 to 5. Today's first reading for the Solemnity of the Ascension proclaims the truth of why Jesus presented himself alive to his apostles before being taken up to the Father. Acts 1, 1 to 11. It was precisely to show us that we, too, will one day share in his resurrection, our glorified bodies living in the presence of God for all eternity. Ponder the gift of our promised inheritance. Isn't it astounding to know that we are united, even now, with those who have died, and that we possess the unquenchable hope of seeing them again in heaven? Whether or not they'll have guitars remains a mystery.